Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Dig your cleats in.
Line drive sailing away from Mullins.
Oh!
An impossible catch. Oh, my goodness.
This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
What did I do wrong? What did I see wrong?
Covering all things baseball, the big leagues, and the MLB to Portland.
And there's another rocket. Mike Trout has tied it up with an absolute bomb to the top of the facade in left center field. Talk about Stanton territory. Trout hammers it, and it's 4-4, 473 feet.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner. Happy Tuesday. Still haven't figured it out over here.
Let's go.
Still haven't figured it out over
Let's
here.
Let's go to you out there, listeners, and you. Come on, figure it out.
Yeah. I don't mean to be all
I'm telling
morose.
You just need to stay with the for it must be a Wednesday, for it's always Wednesday, because it will throw people off.
Just say Wednesday, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and people are going to be is it Wednesday? Wait, what day is it? And then you give them that mini heart attack that they think it is later in the week, and they're that much closer to the weekend, and then they realize, it's only Tuesday.
There is a great episode of The Office where Jim does convince Dwight that Thursday is Friday.
Best episode. Yes, yeah, and then he's like, well, whatever, I don't have to deal with you after today. Tomorrow's the weekend, and Jim's
and Jim goes, it's like that.
And then the episode ends with Dwight scrambling to get into the office.
It's pretty great.
I'm here.
It's pretty great. The only problem is if it's a Tuesday, but I make you think it's a Wednesday, you still like go to work the next day on time.
Yes. But again, I feel like this is we are now the best part of everybody's Tuesday, but there is not a worse weekday than Tuesday.
You know, somebody told me today that there is more. So I'm back in the restaurant world, and we had a pretty quiet lunch today. And somebody said, well, there is data out there that says Tuesday is the most productive day of the week.
Tuesdays are the new Mondays.
Which is why people don't go out to lunch on Tuesday.
I would say that,
I guess.
Yeah, maybe Monday you're like trying to catch up some stuff from last week and you're still in weekend mode, so you don't put forth that full effort. And then you're here on a Tuesday or you're at work on a Tuesday and you're like, well, F, I'm in it now.
Yeah, yeah. There's I'm no invested. Going back. Yeah. Monday and kind of mail in for a minute. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Wednesday, you're kind of like, all right, hump day. Like yeah. maybe we go out to lunch today. Thursday, you're fully gone. Yeah. And Friday's a wash.
Wednesday, you have that optimism like, okay, I think we can do it, guys. I think we can get there. And yeah, Thursday, Friday, no good. Whereas Tuesday, it's just like you are deep into the week. You're like, there is no end.
If you're
there is no God.
You might not be wrong about that. You could be right.
Hello,
I don't
God.
Know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. do you think those seeing people drinking out on a Tuesday just makes them just like an automatic degen? I feel like there's one day of the week that if you're out drinking, degenerate needs that.
Well, you got to be careful about that because today's my Friday.
And if you're drinking alcohol on a Tuesday, I feel like that is a you might have a problem.
See, and in this
that's fair.
In this town with a lot of restaurant, a lot of service industry,
different schedules. Okay.
Tuesday being a Friday, this is what it's about. I don't go back to work until Friday at 3.
Patrick, I don't really judge
you. That's not true. I have the weekend off because I'm traveling.
Hey, I don't really judge you at any point during the week sitting at a bar. You know what I mean? Like if you, seriously, Sunday through Saturday, if you're at a
that's
bar.
That's because you think I'm a degenerate.
No. I'm saying that you look like a normal person.
Oh, thanks.
But somebody.
Forgot my glasses.
I was going to say you have a hat on and you aren't wearing glasses.
I forgot my glasses.
No, I was more so saying somebody that probably already looks like they kind of have a sad life going, but then they're there at the bar on a Tuesday. Yeah.
You said weekend off. Is it Boise Rapids week?
Not Boise, North, but I am going to Idaho. I'm going to Utaho tomorrow.
The hoe?
I'm going to the hoe tomorrow.
The racist hoe?
I'm going to the hoe tomorrow. I'm going to my favorite part of Idaho where nobody lives and the people that show up just don't talk to them unless they're with you.
Idaho, as we found from that study, the most boring state in all of the U.S.
And I tell you what, man, I disagree with that heavily. I'm about to spend 6 days out there doing something that I find the most fun in the entire world. Hanging out with a bunch of my friends next to a river, camped out with no cell service, no city, no electronics, just chilling, rafting a river.
I'm supposed to go camping this weekend and not looking forward
dude,
to it.
Dude, you know how it is outside right now? That's what it's going to be for 4 days straight when I'm in Idaho.
It's supposed to be Trillium Lake.
I love Trillium. Beautiful place.
Yeah, I'm sure it is when it's not 50 or sub 50 and it's not possibly raining and it's not like 35 degrees overnight. There's definitely a good chance that we bail on this trip halfway through.
I am currently trying to figure out if I'm going to sleep in my car or a tent.
See, we don't have, it's either my Toyota or the girl's a BMW, and those are not camping cars.
See, that's why
by any means. So there will be no sleeping in cars.
That's why you got to go check out our good friends over at Vancouver Ford. They shoot you right before, during, and after the sale.
Do they by chance like sponsor a text line or something?
Potentially, 503-864-6326.
How about that?
I got a car that I can sleep in that I got at Vancouver Ford.
I don't even think that's a question. Hotbox that Bronco for couple days, enjoy yourself. Because sleeping on the wet ground, you're not just talking like we're camping. You're raining and camping.
Well,
so
I mean,
you gotta tarp yourself up and prepare.
I mean, I got great tent, everything, but the ground is soaking wet, so condensation sneaks through, and eventually everything is wet.
Well, don't you?
But I got more space.
That's why you lay it. That's why you lay a tarp.
Right,
tarp, and then tent over tarp.
I am aware of that, and it's still wet.
Well, not tarp over tent. You put a tarp under the tent.
Yeah. Rookies out there that don't know, the tarp goes on the ground. So yes. You give yourself a barrier between the dirt and your butt.
Correct.
But it's still wet.
Yeah.
When it rains like this for 4 days, you're wet.
I definitely threw out the...
Even when it's dry, it's wet in the morning. Yeah. That's why I hate tent camping anyway.
The river's 40 degrees. It's 50 degrees outside.
I threw out to the girlfriend last night just to kind of like get a feel where I was like, you know, maybe we should just not go. And then she gave me the like, do you not want to go? Like, it was
like, oh, no, I'm down. I just want to make sure, like, everybody's still going to have a great time.
Well, it wasn't one of those, like, oh, what, you don't want to go now? It was kind of like those, like, do you not want to go? Like, we don't have to go if you
she
don't.
She gave you an out, Joe.
Like,
what's yeah, the right choice? What's
I was
the
like,
right
let's,
choice?
I was like, let's just play it by ear. I was like, if it's bad on Saturday, though, or Sunday night, we're out of there.
Well, do you want to go? And Joe's like, you know, it might be too wet. Maybe we should postpone and do another. Oh, so now you don't want to go.
Do you even love me?
Getting higgy with it.
Yeah, do I want sex this weekend? I need to answer this correctly.
My son will be going, so.
I wasn't saying on the trip, but
Joey,
okay.
Sleep in the BMW.
Dude, feed him some melatonin, dude, and just get after it.
Gross. Have you ever gone on a camping trip and then walked back and your parents' RV is rocking? Happened to me. Turn the other way. No, thank you.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I was like, oh, right out. I'm going to go back to the clubhouse.
They're just doing some calisthenics, some stretches. You know, nothing to worry about here.
My mother is 65, and if I see that RV rocking, I'm worried she's having a seizure before I'm worried she's getting busy.
Yeah, Trillium Lake weather's not looking
the
great.
Home run stroke.
It's looking like a Saturday, the day that we arrive. Oh, this is wonderful. Rain and snow. Perfect. That's what you want to see in late May, right? Sunday, balmy 57 degrees. I'm not too stoked about
this.
The
day after I leave Idaho, where I'm supposed to be, is supposed to be 85.
Yep. Isn't that how it always goes?
Sick, dude.
Idaho, bro.
So happy for Idaho. You.
Whatever. Well, that's where I'm going tomorrow. Oakley Doakley, well, we got a baseball show for you today. We're going to take a check around the league and look at some teams that are playing well and see what they need to improve. I'd also like to check in on a little teams that should be better than they are. One is in dire straits, and the other, look out, they might be coming around. More importantly, when we come back, we will have John Ryan, former Seahawks punter and co-owner of the Portland Pickles, joining us as we talk about how fantastic that entertainment vessel, let alone sports entity, is going for the city of Portland. And I don't want to waste any time, and I want to make sure we give John the full amount of time. So we'll get out of here on that. When we come back, John Ryan joins us. We'll talk pickles with everything else involved. What's funny is I don't really like pickles.
Oh, I have a pickle question to ask.
I like
him.
These pickles, though.
I do like these pickles.
We'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner, Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
714 Portland Sports Leader, don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. A little fun reminder for you all. June 3rd is a Monday.
That's not the fun part of June 3rd.
Joe and I will be at the Portland Pickles game throwing out the first pitch.
Now that's the fun part about June 3rd.
On Pac 2 Remembrance Night. Go Cougs. I am part of that. Joe, you are part of the traitors, the sellouts.
I'll say go Adley Rutschman. How about that?
All right. Fair enough. But we are very delighted to be joined by John Ryan, former Seahawk punter in the NFL and one of the owners of the Portland Pickles right here in Portland. And John, thank you so much for joining us. We'll start with this, my friend. Do you have a home here in Portland, or how often are you in Portland?
I don't have a home there. I am there quite a bit during the season, a little bit during the off season. I love Portland. When I first moved to the U.S. back in 2003, I lived in Gresham, so I've my roots go back to Portland a long ways.
So where do you stay? Where do you hang out when you're in town? Obviously the ballpark and stuff like that.
The ballpark mostly.
What do you do when the game's over? You know, you got a good bar, good restaurant you like to go to?
I spend a lot of time on Mississippi Street, a lot of good bars there. Portland Pickles Public House is over there now.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a pretty good bar that just opened, yeah.
Yeah, and there's also some good breweries downtown and bars. I love the scene in Portland, so anywhere that has a lot of bars and a lot of breweries is right up my alley.
Well, you're a key to my heart because I spend a lot of time on the Mississippi Street as well, so you and I are married to that fact. Let's talk about, before we get into the team, I want to talk about the public house real quick, and I'm going to start simply with one question. Whose idea was it for the stairs? Because that is something that resonates on this show that we are absolutely obsessed with, the unfortunate demise of an announcer, but gave us a soundbite that will live in infamy.
Yeah, I don't know exactly whose idea. I think it might have been a bit of a collaboration with our staff, and it has gotten a lot of attention. I didn't know if it would or not, and it has really been a hit, and former announcer. Unfortunately, former, but he said some things he shouldn't have, and then during his apology, it went even worse. And we commemorate that speech on the stairs leading up to the pub.
It's just fantastic. It's one of my all-time favorite things I've ever seen of any troll of any moment in my entire life.
Well, thank you. Well, looking up the bio during the pre-interview research, you would know a thing or two about what makes a good bar. Did I read that you were a psyop for Bar Rescue with John Taffer one episode?
Yeah, I did. I did one episode of Recon with John Taffer at a beach in Long Beach. And the guy, the owner of the bar was such a D-bag that it was the first bar that he didn't save. And I was a part of that because the guy was truly just a terrible, terrible bar owner, and he was just insufferable. And it was a fun experience for me, for sure. I got to do it with my wife. My wife sent a couple of them, so it was a really cool experience.
So, yeah, you got to know right then and there, okay, that's what not to do when running a bar. Now I know that for the Portland Pickles Public House.
Yeah, I watch a lot of Bar Rescue, so I know exactly what not to do, for sure.
So from going to owner of bar to owner of a baseball team, I was curious, like, in your time in the NFL, in the CFL, were there some things that you learned? Obviously, completely different ball game, no pun intended, running the Pickles versus an NFL team. But from the ownership groups that you saw with Paul Allen and the Seahawks and even the CFL teams that you played on, did you take some notes and some things from your experiences there and what you saw from them and apply it to your role as the owner for the Pickles now?
Oh, definitely. You know, Paul Allen was just a class act, the way he ran that team. And a lot of my expertise kind of comes from the other side. I know what the players are going through, and I know how to properly treat the players and, the things that they need and they want during the season. So my business partner is a great business guy and marketing guy, and my expertise is kind of on the other side. And that's kind of what I can contribute to the ownership group. But yeah, I learned so much from Paul Allen, you know, indirectly just seeing the way that he ran that team for those 10 years that I was there. And definitely a guy that I looked up to and try to simulate.
And John, as you try to build something, you know, you can always, you know, we're always going to push ourselves to want to be better, to want to have more success, et cetera, ticket sales, revenue, et cetera, all the business part, but also the culture side. How happy are you guys with how things are going so far? Because the Pickles to me feel like kind of its own beast in this town. Yep. That it you know, we've got the Hillsboro Hops and there's talk about baseball to Portland, but you guys seem to live in your own world and your own entity. Yeah. How happy are you guys as ownership of where you've come?
We're extremely happy. You know, getting into it, I believe it was 7 or 8 years ago now, we didn't want to push it on anyone. You know, if we tried to push it and tried to make our traditions and force things into people, really wanted to grow organically. And I think the people have really let that happen. And we have so many fun things to go in the park, whether it's Ron the K-Man in left field hanging up the K's after strikeouts, or raising the chairs after runs, or just the bubble machines going off all over the park that makes no sense whatsoever, but it's just hilarious. The dolphin on the intercom, it's all these little things that they kind of came from out of nowhere, and the fans kind of helped it grow, and that's why we love it. It's kind of a special place, and it's a little bit different than what other teams are doing. It's very Portland, in my opinion.
Yeah, we're talking to John Ryan, co-owner of the Portland Pickles, right here on the Hot Corner. Do you have like a favorite memory or moment since becoming the owner of the Pickles, whether it was like a specific moment or maybe a promotional night you guys did, or maybe a fan or player interaction that you had made it like all worth it? It could be one, two, three, whatever you got.
Well, I think there's been dozens of them, whether it be, you know, player interactions, just some of the crazy nights or just the crazy late night games, or, you know, Parks and Rec turning off the lights at 11 o'clock in the eighth inning, you know, having to do the fireworks between the seventh inning because the goat owner down the street wouldn't let us go beyond that. Just there's so many little things like that that I can't put my finger on one.
Did you say the goat owner down the street?
Well, the keeper of the goats down the street by the YMCA, the goats are gone now. But back when we first took over the team, there was the goat keeper down the street. We had to check the fireworks with him because the goats would do the fainting goat thing when the fireworks went off. So we had to always run it by the gate, the gatekeeper of the goats.
Yeah, it's too bad you didn't decide at that moment to change from the Portland Pickles to the Portland Goats.
There you go.
Let's talk a little baseball. Let's talk a little bit of real stuff, and let's transition to, we've got a kid who's made a major league debut in baseball this year that did play for your Pickles. What is that like? You know, like, you know where your kids are that come in. I say kids because I'm an old man now, but you got these kids come in. Like, when you see Kyle Manzardo come up with Cleveland and make his debut, what's that feeling? What was he like in the clubhouse? Did you know in that moment that this kid had MLB written on him? What's that like, and how does that resonate throughout the team going forward?
Yeah, it's really cool to get our first MLB player with Kyle this year. And it's one of those things that we saw the talent in him right away. He came to us, I think he was 18 years old at the time. And he was playing like a grown man, you know, at 18. And you could just see that talent in him. And then how quickly he moved up through the franchise and through minor league baseball. I actually had the privilege to go and watch him play AAA this year and just see how far he's come, even though he was so good back then. And now he just keeps on getting better. And then to see him make that debut, I know how much that meant to him. And also how much it meant to us as a franchise to be proud to have our first player in the MLB.
Yeah, and he's been playing pretty well this last week. Four games in a row with a hit, three games in a row with a double. I'm curious, how the hell do you guys make a team, though? Are you reaching out to kids or kids from random colleges calling you guys and trying to make a team?
You got an NIL budget over there,
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, how does this work exactly?
Yeah, so we have a GM and a coach. Megs is our guy. And he actually puts these teams together for the most part. Our team has been put together since October. So you have to go after these kids right away. They're, you know, 90% Division I players. I don't know if we have any Pac-2 players this year, as you were mentioning earlier. But a lot of players from the old Pac-12. And, you know, a lot of these guys are kind of one step away from playing minor league ball, one step away from getting drafted. So it's pretty fun. You know, if need be, I call a guy or two. But that's a rarity. Megs kind of takes care of that. And as I said, these teams are made months in advance.
Do you ever run into, so, you know, you look at, we know you locally and the fun and the atmosphere and the excitement, the entertainment value of the Pickles. Do you ever run into that being a distraction from players that could potentially want to come down?
No, we've never gotten any complaints about that. You know, we like to have fun in the park, and there's a lot of stuff. We never interfere with the game is the biggest part. You know, we have a lot of stuff going on around the crowd with the noise and, you know, announcers in the crowd and huge inflatable gators all around the place. Just a bunch of random stuff like that. But we don't interfere with anything on the actual playing field other than in between innings.
You don't have a guy on stilts.
No, let's not go there. we don't wear yellow pants. We don't have guys on stilts. But we have a lot of fun with it without taking away from the game.
Yeah, no bats on fire or anything like that in the middle of an at-bat.
Don't get me started.
Is there like a promotional night? Because I've been looking at the schedule for this upcoming season. Is there one that you're looking forward to on the schedule for this year?
Yeah, I think about 50 years ago, the Cleveland baseball team, now known as Cleveland Guardians, they had a 10-cent beer night. And
That's the name of my fantasy team.
There you go. It's known as the worst promotion of all time in sports. It ended with all this terrible fighting, and I think they ended up calling the game.
The game was abandoned.
Cena is the worst promotion in sports. We're bringing it back. We're having June 4th, 10-cent beer night presented by Pub Beer. It's going to be a lot of fun, and please use a designated driver that night. Lyft, Uber. Get your kids to drive you, get your parents to drive you, whatever, but be responsible because it's going to be a lot of fun.
June 4th is the day after we will be there for PAC 2 Remembrance Night. So June 4th is 10-cent beer night, and you're doing pub beer? John, I don't tell people this on the air, but I work at 10 Barrel.
Really awesome. Yeah, I love 10 Barrel. Big fan of that. I go down there downtown quite a bit.
So I guess I'm skipping this stupid baseball show we do to come to your baseball game instead.
I would encourage that, yes.
So if Patrick shows up with a pub ice and ices you, is that perfectly okay?
Totally fine.
Totally fine.
Perfect.
All right, well, don't set me up for that because I'll do it.
All right, now this is something, a very contentious subject when it comes to pickles in general, because I love me some bread and butter pickles, but I understand that they are not the go-to for everybody, and I even had to run a poll on my Twitter page today because I was curious. What is John Ryan's feeling on bread and butter pickles?
You know, I'm a big fan. That's my go-to on a sandwich. Yes. I love a bread and butter. I mean, I can't argue against that.
It took some homemade bread and butters for me to sway me. My dad made a solid batch one time, and I was like, okay, now I know. Now I know what these are capable of. Yeah, the Twitter poll's not going great. 64% say that's a trash pickle. So, I have to disagree wholeheartedly with the poll question.
I'm the worst guy in the world. I don't like pickles. I like you, John, team, but I can't eat pickles.
Well, at least we can agree on the baseball side of it, so we're good there.
Most definitely.
So, do you have any tips for Joe and I when it comes to throwing out the first pitch? Obviously, we want to get the ball to the catcher, but is there any other kind of insight you can give me? I'm thinking about throwing back to the swinging arm days of a first pitch. Yeah. Am I overthinking it, or should we ham it up?
I've done it, you know, 7 or 8 times. I think my first time was for the Mariners, and I sat in my whole afternoon. I sat in my backyard with a case of beer, and I threw about 300 pitches to my buddy. I get to the park, and my arm was so sore I could barely get it to home plate. So don't do that. Okay, don't do that.
Don't prepare the night before.
I've done it a lot of times. I have really tight shoulders, so it's hard. I kind of get it close to home plate. They've all been caught, but my best one last year was, I said, just who cares? I walked out of the dugout. I had a beer bat full of beer in my left hand, grabbed the ball from my right. As I'm walking up on the rubber, I just threw it and kept on walking, and it was by far my best pitch. The less thought out pitch was my best. So don't overthink. It's my number one tip for you.
Should I rock pickles gear? I am a Washington State University alumni. Should I rock pickles gear, or should I come out all cooged out?
Oh, that's a good question. You can maybe mix it up, you know, like a pickle shirt and a wazoo hat or something.
Yeah.
What do you got in the crimson variety?
we're limited on that in the pickles.
Well, that's where I'm conflicted, because I am a Oregon grad. I'm a Duck. So obviously, I didn't make the decision. Okay. But my Orioles that have Adley Rutschman, who is a Oregon State grad. He went to my high school shirt. So I was thinking about walking out there with an Orioles hat on. But if you guys have a pickles hat for me, I will don the pickles hat instead.
Well, I will say my partner, Alan Miller, he's the biggest Baltimore fan around, so he would definitely support that. He grew up on Cal Ripken, so he's a huge Orioles fan, so he would support that.
All right, we're locked in. It's the Orioles hat then.
John Ryan joins us here, co-owner of the Portland Pickles, along with former NFL and CFL punter for your Seattle Seahawks, as you can hear them every game right here on 10A The Fan. John, is there anything for those that have never been to a Pickles game, for those that have that aren't quite sure about this short season summer wood bat collegiate fill in the blank kind of league you got going? What's the biggest thing you would preach in why the money, the time, the effort is worth coming to a game?
Well, there's a number of reasons. I mean, it's just good quality family entertainment. For one, we have a lot of fun on the stands. There's a lot of stuff going on, and if you love baseball, it's a very high quality of baseball. When you go out to watch a single-A game or a double-A game or whatever, I guess you guys have a more single-A ball around there, they're just trying to develop players and get them to the next level. You know, you'll see a guy with a no-hitter after four innings get taken out of the game because he hit his pitch limit, or, you know, they're not matching up pitches. Ours is very, very competitive. You know, we're there to win every night, and I think that's what really makes it such a fun, quality caliber of baseball, along with these guys are really good baseball players. They're one step away from being drafted. There's about 40 players each year from our league that's drafted to MLB. So you're really watching some future players like Kyle with Cleveland, who, you know, only played for the Pickles 4 or 5 years ago, and he's in the show. So it's a high quality of baseball along with a good value for your entertainment money.
Well, and I'll speak for my co-host when I say thank God for the wood bats in the college game.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. If you switch to metal bats, John, I swear to G, I will come find you.
I couldn't agree with you more. I've been to a few college games this year before the summer, and they use the wood, the aluminum bats, and I can't stand the sound. I can't stand the play. The wood bats is really what summer baseball is all about.
Will you marry me?
Absolutely. I'll have to ask my wife, but absolutely.
I'll have to ask mine too. Okay, John. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to see you on the 3rd, and maybe you'll catch me on the 4th as well.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, my friend. That is John Ryan, co-owner of the Portland Pickles, former NFL and CFL punter for the Seattle Seahawks. Just a wonderful human being. Voldemort and I interviewed him not too long ago at Deschutes. Leading up to a season, just a fun environment, and we can't wait to see you. When we come back, let's dive into major leagues. Let's look around the league. There are some teams that need some help that are playing well. What do they need? We'll get to that next, but first, there's Schultzy with sports. Big shout out to John Ryan for joining us. That was excellent. Thank you, my friend, if you're still listening, which you're not, because nobody else is anyway. But like we said, go catch a Pickles game. It's wood bat. It's in Lentz Park. It's a wonderful place to go. They've got great beer on draft that you can have out there. And Joe and I will be out there on the 3rd of June.
Yeah, the 28th is their quote-unquote opening night. It's a preseason game, but their legitimate opening night is the 31st, which is next Friday. I think they're making that like their opening night because it is a Friday. But yeah, this season is just about to get underway.
Wow,
Jaylen. And they got MLB players, baby.
Jaylen Brown just hit a shot to tie this game.
No way.
Yeah. And I think, is that Danny Wahlberg giving out high fives to everybody? And Big Poppy's all worried out. Yeah, I said Donnie.
You said Danny.
You said Danny.
Oh, really? I meant Donnie.
You said Danny.
Dang it. I was like, don't say Mark.
Maybe it was because you saw Big Poppy.
And so I went, Danny.
Yeah, maybe that threw you off.
This is why Tatum shouldn't have the ball to shoot at the end.
Oh, wow. You're going that route, huh?
I like Tatum, but that's what everybody's going to say tomorrow.
Going that route.
Coming up, we got a lot to get to. When we get to the 8 o'clock hour, I'd like to dive into. There's a team that had a giant window that was really fun with a lot of young talent, and I'm scared that window is closing. We'll get to that and the 8 o'clock hour plus. Objects in the rearview mirror are closer than they appear, plus we'll have fair or foul. But I want to spend the rest of this hour getting into teams that have been playing well and what concerns we have for them. And I think it starts with, I think the sexiest team in baseball right now that's not called the Los Angeles Dodgers because of their billion-dollar payroll, I'm going to slide over to the Philadelphia Phillies. They were in the World Series a couple years ago. They lost to the Diamondbacks, an up-and-coming, out-of-nowhere team. This team is built and has spent money to be great. They're currently sitting at 35-14. That's the best record in Major League Baseball. Is this team the best team in Major League Baseball?
I am going to say no, because they haven't really played anybody. Like, their record, and now granted, they are taking care of the teams that are bad.
Which is what you got to do.
I believe the record is 4-2 for teams that are above 500.
We're at the end of May, and they've played six games against teams over 500.
That is ridiculous. Whereas, like, I think I saw something the other day where the Padres actually have played, like, 16 games or 20 games of opponents over 500, and actually they have a pretty decent record against them.
Depending on what they do this week, the Padres might open the show next week.
The Padres?
The Padres.
I know we talked about them a couple weeks ago after them making that move for Luis Arias. But I'm going to hold off on the Phillies for now because, yeah, they just haven't played anyone. So I want to see the multiple series against the Braves. I want to see a series against the Dodgers, multiple series against them, some against the Brewers, the Cubs. They haven't played anyone, for God's sakes. Right. So until I see you prove it against those teams, then I will crown you. Because right now, I think the team that is playing the best in baseball is the New York Yankees.
And we'll get to them in a moment. I think one thing when you look at Philly, I think a big thing that stands out is Nick Castellanos is not having a good year. Which is funny. We just talked to John about that great Tom Brenneman line about Castellanos. He is having a bad year. However, Alec Bohm is trying to say Shohei who or Mookie who. It's not quite there, but Alec Bohm has been the best player on this team. And to not you expected him to grow as a player, but I don't think you expected him to play as well as he is playing. Schwarber's doing Schwarber things. Harper's doing Harper things. Bryson Stott's been really good for them lately. And Trey Turner is finally healthy, but he seems to be a little in and out. You're covering some Band-Aids here. So if Castellanos, who makes the money, who is expected to hit well, is not, you're getting some of that production from other guys.
Well, and also, I mean, you have JT Realmuto's playing well. There's also this guy on their team, Trey Turner. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Fairly loaded.
Yeah.
They got a lot of guys. Like, Castellanos is down. They got two other guys. I mean, Harper's still being Bryce Harper, possibly an MVP candidate again this year. So, of course, they're getting business done against these teams. But this all evens out by the end of the year. Right?
So, this is a great team. This is one of the best teams in baseball. But, again, until I see them prove it against other great teams in the league, then I will I'll crown AAS.
I think you're spot on. I think that's all it is. I think the Phillies, if you're a Philly fan, or if you're a opponent of the Phillies in your division, if you're a fan of one of those other teams, I think you just want to see how they stack up with some good guys. What I love about Philly is, boy, their starters are really good.
Yeah,
Ranger Suarez has a 1.36 ERA right now.
He had a great outing today against the Blue Jays.
Zach Wheeler has a 2.52. Aaron Nola, the bum, at a 3.05. Spencer Turnbull's at 2.52. So you're getting a lot out of your starters. And this bullpen is no longer an absolute joke as it was in the past.
Well, and the starters are kind of coming out of nowhere, right? Because, like, Ranger Suarez, was he like some, I don't really, that top prospect doesn't ring a bell. It's because he wasn't one, right? I mean, and these guys are kind of just like, oh, mid-tier minor leaguer. Oh, no, all of a sudden they're pitching really well for the Phillies. So, yeah, they can lean on that, which is obviously something. But again, against crappier teams, are these guys that are playing well right now going to play really well against the Braves later on? We don't know.
So I think that's all it is. Phillies are a little bit of a wait and see. We'll switch over to the American League. We got this question asked on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326.
Real quick before that, their record above 500 teams is now 1-2 because one of the teams that they have played over the season is now below 500.
Nice.
So
nice.
It's gotten even worse.
Very nice. We'll slide over to this asked on the Vancouver Ford text line. Are the Royals built to contend for the playoffs this year? And I'll start with this. They obviously have a lot of young players, okay? Bobby Witt is one of the top three, if not top two, depending on how you want to look at it, guys that people are looking at for the future. He signed his big deal.
Five RBIs today.
Really? I didn't see that.
He had at least five today. I know that. He might have finished with more, but yeah, he definitely had like five before like the third inning or something. It was ridiculous.
That's insane.
He had six today. two home runs.
Is this team built to compete for a World Series? I would say no. For the division and being a pain in my you-know-what in the playoffs? Yeah. I know I've been laughing and joking about my fantasy team who's in dead last in my league right now. Right now, Kansas City, for me, has the American League Cy Young favorite. I know we're in late May, but Seth Lugo
called it,
has been absolutely phenomenal this year.
Definitely called Seth Lugo being a Cy Young winner this year, right?
He's got a 1.79 ERA and a 0.98 whip.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all. He's 7-1 in his 10 starts. He's getting decisions. He's pitching late into games. He's not striking out a ton of guys. But remember when Seth Lugo was in New York and it was like, you know, we got Matt Harvey and Syndergaard and DeGrom, but then it was like, but these other guys like Zach Wheeler and Seth Lugo are pretty good too. And now is Seth Lugo's time to shine.
Yeah, definitely. I think the pitching is what has been most surprising about this team.
Again, spent a lot of money on that bullpen too.
Yeah, you also have Brady Singer throwing a sub-3 ERA. Cole Reagans with a sub-4 ERA at 3.7.
And he's your kid, so you expect him to struggle a little bit.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Royals, I'm right there with you. Younger team that can make some noise throughout the season. But hell, man, MLB playoffs, they've shown time and time again that random-ass teams like the Diamondbacks with a lot of young talent that hasn't been there can make a little run at the end there.
And the Central is wide open. Minnesota, we talked about last week, being they've amazing, and they've out. Completely fallen off.
Yeah.
Cleveland continues to just
again, a lot of season
be
left.
Cleveland.
But, I mean, yeah, the Twins, they kind of showed their hand. It was like, oh, yeah, so you were good against the White Sox and the Angels, and then you played the Yankees, and I forget who else, and then lost, like, 7 straight games.
So the Twins have had a Yankee problem for about a decade.
That's true. That is very true.
A couple teams have had a Yankee problem, the Twins being one of them. But the one thing that struck me, I actually saw the Royals beat the Mariners last week in person, was just the vibe around the team. They seem like all winners, and I feel like that's kind of coming down from Salvador Perez, that veteran presence. I mean,
Hall of Famer.
We talk about that. It is so important to have guys around your clubhouse like that. And I feel like they're keeping Hunter Renfroe around, even though he's batting .160, because he probably offers some of that kind of, you know, folk coaching, able to coach these young guys like Bobby Witt Jr. So they know how to win and they want to win.
To your point of Sal Perez, he leads the Royals in all 5 offensive categories. Batting average at .343, 9 home runs, 39 RBIs, a .404 on base percentage.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Big shout out to John Ryan for joining us. That was excellent. Thank you, my friend, if you're still listening, which you're not because nobody else is anyway. But like we said, go catch a Pickles game. It's Woodbat. It's in Lentz Park. It's a wonderful place to go. They've got great beer on draft that you can have out there. And Joe and I will be out there on the 3rd of June.
Yeah, the 28th is their quote-unquote opening night. It's a preseason game, but their legitimate opening night is the 31st, which is next Friday. I think they're making that like their opening night because it is a Friday. But yeah, this season is just about to get underway.
Wow, Jaylen.
And they got MLB players, baby.
Jaylen Brown just hit a shot to tie this game.
No way.
Yeah. And I think, is that Danny Wahlberg giving out high fives to everybody? And Big Poppy's all
Donnie.
Yeah, out. Yeah, I said Donnie. I said Donnie.
You said Danny.
You said Danny.
Oh, really? I meant Donnie.
You said Danny.
Dang it. I was like, don't say Mark. Don't say Mark.
Maybe it was because you saw Big Poppy.
And so I went, Danny.
Yeah, maybe that threw you off.
This is why Tatum shouldn't have the ball to shoot at the end.
Oh, wow. You're to say going that route. Huh?
I like Tatum, but that's what everybody's going to say tomorrow.
Going that route.
Coming up, we got a lot to get to. When we get to the 8 o'clock hour, I'd like to dive into. There's a team that had a giant window that was really fun with a lot of young talent, and I'm scared that that window is closing. We'll get to that and the 8 o'clock hour plus. Objects in the rearview mirror are closer than they appear, plus we'll have fair or foul. But I want to spend the rest of this hour getting into teams that have been playing well and what concerns we have for them. And I think it starts with, I think the sexiest team in baseball right now that's not called the Los Angeles Dodgers because of their billion-dollar payroll, I'm going to slide over to the Philadelphia Phillies. They were in the World Series a couple years ago. They lost to the Diamondbacks, an up-and-coming, out-of-nowhere team. This team is built and has spent money to be great. They're currently sitting at 35-14. That's the best record in Major League Baseball. Is this team the best team in Major League Baseball?
I am going to say no, because they haven't really played anybody. Like, their record, and now granted, they are taking care of the teams that are bad.
Which is what you got to do.
I believe the record is 4-2 for teams that are above 500.
We're at the end of May, and they've played six games against teams over 500.
That is ridiculous. Whereas, like, I think I saw some the other day where the Padres actually have played, like, 16 games or 20 games of opponents over 500, and actually they have a pretty decent record against them.
Depending on what they do this week, the Padres might open the show next week.
The Padres?
The Padres.
I know we talked about them a couple weeks ago after them making that move for Luis Arias. But I'm going to hold off on the Phillies for now because, yeah, they just haven't played anyone. So I want to see the multiple series against the Braves. I want to see a series against the Dodgers, multiple series against them, some against the Brewers, the Cubs. They haven't played anyone, for God's sakes.
Right.
So until I see you prove it against those teams, then I will crown you. Because right now, I think the team that is playing the best in baseball is the New York Yankees.
And we'll get to them in a moment. I think one thing when you look at Philly, I think a big thing that stands out is Nick Castellanos is not having a good year. Which is funny. We just talked to John about that great Tom Brenneman line about Castellanos. He is having a bad year. However, Alec Bohm is trying to say Shohei who or Mookie who. It's not quite there, but Alec Bohm has been the best player on this team. And to not You expected him to grow as a player, but I don't think you expected him to play as well as he is playing. Schwarber's doing Schwarber things. Harper's doing Harper things. Bryson Stott's been really good for them lately. And Trey Turner is finally healthy, but he seems to be a little in and out. You're covering some Band-Aids here. So if Castellanos, who makes the money, who is expected to hit well, is not, you're getting some of that production from other guys.
Well, and also, I mean, you have JT Realmuto's playing well. There's also this guy on their team, Trey Turner. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Fairly loaded.
Yeah.
They got a lot of guys. Like, Castellanos is down. They got two other guys. I mean, Harper's still being Bryce Harper, possibly an MVP candidate again this year. So, of course, they're getting business done against these teams. But this all evens out by the end of the year. Right?
So, this is a great team. This is one of the best teams in baseball. But, again, until I see them prove it against other great teams in the league, then I will then I'll crown the ass.
I think you're spot on. I think that's all it is. I think the Phillies, if you're a Philly fan, or if you're a opponent of the Phillies in your division, if you're a fan of one of those other teams, I think you just want to see, yeah, how they stack up with some good guys. What I love about Philly is, boy, their starters are really good.
Yeah.
Ranger Suarez has a 1.36 ERA right now.
He had a great outing today against the Blue Jays.
Zach Wheeler has a 2.52. Aaron Nola, the bum, at a 305. Spencer Turnbull's at 252. So you're getting a lot out of your starters. And this bullpen is no longer an absolute joke as it was in the past.
Well, and the starters are kind of coming out of nowhere, right? Because, like, who, Ranger Suarez, was he like some, I don't really, that top prospect doesn't ring a bell. It's because he wasn't one, right? I mean, and these guys are kind of just like, oh, mid-tier minor leaguer. Oh, no, all of a sudden they're pitching really well for the Phillies. So, yeah, they can lean on that, which is obviously something. But again, against crappier teams, are these guys that are playing well right now going to play really well against the Braves later on? We don't know.
So I think that's all it is. Phillies are a little bit of a wait and see. We'll switch over to the American League. We got this question asked on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326.
Real quick before that, their record above 500 teams is now 1-2 because one of the teams that they have played over the season is now below 500.
Nice.
So
nice.
It's gotten even worse.
Very nice. We'll slide over to this asked on the Vancouver Ford text line. Are the Royals built to contend for the playoffs this year? And I'll start with this. They obviously have a lot of young players, okay? Bobby Witt is one of the top three, if not top two, depending on how you want to look at it, guys that people are looking at for the future. He signed his big deal.
Five RBIs today.
Five RBIs? Really? I didn't see that.
He had at least five today. I know that. He might have finished with more, but yeah, he definitely had like five in before like the third inning or something. It was ridiculous.
That's insane.
He had six today. Two home runs.
Is this team built to compete for a World Series? I would say no. For the division and being a pain in my you-know-what in the playoffs? Yeah. I know I've been laughing and joking about my fantasy team, who's in dead last in my league right now. Right now, Kansas City, for me, has the American League Cy Young favorite. I know we're in late May, but Seth Lugo
called it,
has been absolutely phenomenal this year.
Definitely called Seth Lugo being a Cy Young winner this year, right?
He's got a 1.79 ERA and a 0.98 whip.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all. He's 7-1 in his 10 starts. He's getting decisions. He's pitching late into games. He's not striking out a ton of guys. But remember when Seth Lugo was in New York and it was like, you know, we got Matt Harvey and Syndergaard and DeGrom, but then it was like, but these other guys like Zach Wheeler and Seth Lugo are pretty good too. And now is Seth Lugo's time to shine.
Yeah, definitely. I think the pitching is what has been most surprising about this team.
Again, spent a lot of money on that bullpen, too.
Yeah, you also have Brady Singer throwing a sub-3 ERA. Cole Reagans with a sub-4 ERA at 3.7.
And he's your kid, so you expect him to struggle a little bit.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Royals, I'm right there with you. Younger team that can make some noise throughout the season. But hell, man, MLB playoffs, they've shown time and time again that random ass teams like the Diamondbacks with a lot of young talent that hasn't been there can make a little run at the end there.
And the Central is wide open. Minnesota, we talked about last week being amazing, and they've completely fallen off.
Yeah.
Cleveland continues to just
again a lot of season left.
Cleveland.
But, I mean, yeah, the Twins, they kind of showed their hand. It was like, oh, yeah, so you were good against the White Sox and the Angels, and then you played the Yankees, and I forget who else, and then lost, like, seven straight games.
Well, the Twins have had a Yankee problem for about a decade.
That's true. That is very true.
A couple teams have had a Yankee problem, the Twins being one of them. But the one thing that struck me, I actually saw the Royals beat the Mariners last week in person, was just the vibe around the team. They seem like all winners, and I feel like that's kind of coming down from Salvador Perez, that veteran presence. I mean,
Hall of Famer.
We talk about that. It is so important to have guys around your clubhouse like that. And I feel like they're keeping Hunter Renfro around, even though he's batting .160, because he probably offers some of that kind of, you know, folk coaching, able to coach these young guys like Bobby Witt Jr. So they know how to win and they want to win.
To your point of Sal Perez, he leads the Royals in all five offensive categories. Batting average at .343, 9 home runs, 39 RBIs, a .404 on base percentage with 60 hits already on the league. Nice resurgence from the future Hall of Famer, Sal Perez.
Yeah, when he goes, the rest of the team goes, it seems. Right?
I mean, it's how they won a series in 15. I mean, it was all Sal Perez. I mean, you know, Hosmer and Gordon and the pitching staff and the bullpen were great, but they went as Sal went.
So for this Royals team, then it's basically, you know, what is the weakness? What do we have to worry about? Is can they sustain this over a full 162?
Yep, that's it. That's really it. Can you continue to play at the clip you're playing?
Yeah, I mean, the way that Bobby Witt's playing, like Bobby Witt and Salvador Perez, those two guys alone, like, again, they'll carry this team pretty damn far.
I love them.
2 home runs, 6 RBIs today for Bobby Witt.
I love him. I love him.
My buddy's probably made a lot of money off of Bobby Witt prop bets this year.
Shout out Isaac Gropp on the Kansas City Royals being absolutely legit so far this year. All right, we come back. Joe teased it earlier. Let's slide over to the American League East because there's one team that we expected to boat race, and there's a team that I expected to be near the bottom that has proved me wrong. I'm going to have to eat some crow. We'll do that next. Hot Corner, Tanae the Fan. John Ryan on earlier today. If you missed any of that, you can go catch that fan podcast at TaneTheFan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up in the second hour, is Jason Tatum washed as a clutch player? Hour-to-hour coverage. Joe and I are actually going to stay on the air till midnight tonight to talk about Jason Tatum so we can be ahead of everybody else.
And will he go to Cleveland with LeBron James and Bronny James?
Who else? Are they going to get Jokic, too?
Yeah. Pretty sure he just hit an and one, by the way.
You know,
Cleveland 106, the fart.
You know, the Nuggets flamed out. So, you know, we got to get Jokic out of Denver. And if the T-Wolves lose, we got to get Edwards out of there, too. So maybe LeBron in Cleveland. It's LeBron, Tatum, Jokic,
wait.
Anthony Edwards, and Bronny James Jr.
We need to figure out how to get them to a big market.
Yeah, you guys sound like
what are we doing?
Oh, the Knicks. All right, Knicks should trade Josh Hart, Brunson, Randall, get everyone out of there and just restart and somehow get Durant in there too.
Yes. Now we're thinking like big media.
You
here.
Have no idea how great that would be.
Malika, I swear to God.
Did you see ESPN's Tim Legler said today, or the podcast came out today that he made the comment on, saying that the executives there did not want him to cover the Pacers because it was quote unquote not sexy enough.
Yeah.
I don't know if when you think of Indianapolis, the word sexy comes to mind. So
it's not that. It's that their team is really fun to watch, and they were really entertaining, and ESPN execs just didn't care.
Yeah, they're idiots. All right, Joe kind of teased this earlier. Let's slide over to the American League East. I have to eat a little bit of crow here. I was at Fan Madness.
And I will serve you some of this crow because I was starting to go back on them a little bit. I was starting to let you influence me on this team before the season, but I had a feeling.
I was at Fan Madness and I laid a 20 spot, the old 20 spot on 92.5 over under win total for the Yankees. And my friend, I think I can rip that up now.
Well, don't speak so fast.
Unless they're playing the Mariners.
Well, they're on a losing streak now. That's what I'm saying. They have ran into a brick wall, also known as the Seattle Mariners, okay?
Just an offensive juggernaut.
Yeah, Dylan Moore, a home run guru, baby.
Let's go, baby. Fantasy, let's go. Mariners
are scoring,
you know,
five
you're
runs.
In last place when you got Dylan Moore on your team.
And if the good Mariners pickup. Are scoring five runs or more, pickup. That game over for the other team.
Yeah, but this team has been wild. Like, we said this going into the year that this team really didn't do a whole lot. I mean, adding Juan Soto is huge, okay? I mean, we're not going to deny that. But Juan Soto gets you, what, four or five wins? This team really hasn't changed that much from last year. DJ LeMahieu's in witness protection. Rizzo's been slow to start. Giancarlo's been all right, but still strikes out more than I do. And Gerrit Cole's on the shelf. Yet here they sit at 33-17. They are playing very good baseball. Very good baseball. And it starts with Soto and Judge.
Yeah, and Judge, he really picked it up after his slow start in April. There was some, his like barrel rate percentage is like 50-something percent, and the next closest is at like high 20s.
Yeah, I saw barrels today. He was 24. Number two was Rosario for the Nationals, my Nationals, at 13. He was 24, Rosario was 13, and Soto was 12.
Yeah, I'll find this stat for you because it's pretty eye-opening.
My Washington Nationals, Joe.
Another fun fact is that Giancarlo Stanton now has the most four strikeout games in baseball reference history. Like, since they've been recording four strikeout games or something.
Adam Dunn says hello.
Yeah.
I do think one of the things that not much has changed.
Richie Sexson says hello.
Oh, God. He's a classic player in MLB The Show, and I'm like, why would I ever want to play with him? I just get really bad memories. Good memories, though, that the Yankees are making this year. Shoring up the left side of the infield, especially compared to last year. You got John Birdie, who all of a sudden from Miami seems like he's playing a great third base. He's hitting. And now Anthony Volpe in his second year. He's not ever going to replace Jeter. But you've got a 25 home run, 250, 260 hitting a year shortstop that plays great defense, too. And that had been a black hole for before Volpe's arrival the last 3 to 5 seasons.
And flip it over to the right side. Like, Gleyber Torres is having a really solid season right now. And Rizzo's always going to have great defense at first base. He's got to figure it out of that bat. I don't know what it is. Luis Gill has been fantastic on the mound for them. Clay Holmes, obviously, last night's the exception. Clay Holmes has been the best closer in baseball right now. I don't know if it's the new pitching coach in New York or what it is, but things are clicking, and I promise you it's not Aaron Boone.
Here's this stat for Aaron Judge, and it was for the month of May. He has barreled an absurd 55.3% of balls he's put into play. The next highest is O'Neill Cruz with 31%.
That's insane.
Like, nearly double.
I was saying to a buddy earlier today that I'm starting to kind of fall in love with Aaron Judge's swing. I felt a little bit, it was a little kind of like robotic in his early days. Even when he hit, you know, 62 home runs, I felt it was a little robotic. But now I'm watching, I'm like, I'm kind of seeing the relaxation, the confidence, and the this is just how I swing.
It's pretty clean, pretty smooth. And again, like, when you're as big as him, when you are an ogre of his size, like, just swing smooth, get your barrel on the ball like you've been doing.
Yeah.
And look what happens. Like, he is just,
if your timing's on, let the pitcher do the work for you.
It's like a golf swing, man. It's like you don't need to crush your driver. Like, you just have a smooth swing and you're able to get the ball on the face. Like, that thing's going to go. And that's what he's doing.
And then a question you slide over to their division rivals, who I think a lot of us penciled into the World Series. That's the Baltimore Orioles. Boy, there's a bullpen problem over there. The offense is just fine because Gunnar Henderson right now.
What are you talking about?
Gunnar Henderson looks to me like the absolute real deal.
Can Gunnar
close? And potentially the American League MVP.
Can Gunnar close out a game for us maybe?
I don't think so. Kimbrel has been a big struggle there.
I hope that the Orioles make a move before the deadline to shore up the closer position, because obviously you're not having Felix Bautista show up this year. And then the Kimbrel signing has just, it has gone completely downhill since the beginning of the season.
And I like the other pieces in the bullpen.
I do too.
But I love Cano.
But yeah, I do too. I was saying like a week or so ago after Kimbrel was blowing yet another game, I'm like, Do you start throwing Cano out there as a closer? Because this is not sustainable, and you cannot be going in like, thank God it's May.
Thank God.
Like,
which is why I would say if you're an Orioles fan, and Joe, you are, like,
relax a bit, but still, like, you're going to have to be on the market for a closer.
And you were telling me earlier, you know, Corbin Burnes has been as advertised.
Yes.
But the starters have been good.
They've been good, but they just leave me a little weary. Like, Grayson's been a little banged up. But it's really, are Bradish and Kremer going to be able to be this good throughout the entire season and when it matters most? Because they, and granted, you had Gibson, Kyle Gibson on the team last year, throw a game in the playoffs, is when this rotation shortens up, when you get to the playoffs and you are throwing Burnes, Grayson Rodriguez, and maybe John Means is your third starter.
Yeah, he comes back and looks good.
Well, he's had a couple starts, and he's looked decent to
and
play
I mean,
this
like,
year.
Fully yeah. coming back is
yeah,
what I
because
mean,
they yeah. got him restricted a bit. But that's where I'm just kind of holding my breath and, A, stay healthy, all those guys. But even if you get to that point where Kremer or Bradish need to be one of your third or your fourth starter, it's, you know, it just makes me a little nervous. If there was one more, like, surefire ace in there, and the way that Grayson was starting this season, that was giving me some reassurance. But I just saw what happened in the postseason last year, and that's what gives me some hesitancy, is that can you depend on either of those guys to be your third starter if necessary?
And I think offensively you have to pray that Westberg and Kauser stay at this clip.
Oh, dude. Yeah, and then, you know, obviously Gunner.
Because they're out of their minds right now.
Yeah, there's been a lot of great batting.
Rutschman, Gunner, I'm not shocked by any of it. And if you can get Jackson in and he does something, that's huge, too.
Let's just keep him down for a little bit longer.
Were you surprised
maybe
going into this year that they didn't even in spring training, like, go after a Blake Snell or a Jordan Montgomery?
Well, I mean, they made the trade for Corbin Burnes.
Huge.
With,
yeah, of course.
You know, the intention to sign him long term. I would hope that with the new ownership that you would be looking to add another arm. And again, if you think you are a World Series contender, which, hello, look at your record.
You
look
are.
At where you are offensively.
You
like,
are.
You are.
Absolutely.
Make a move. See what's on the market for. I think that the closing position is definitely more priority than another starter because,
hello,
again,
Oakland.
Yeah, Mason Miller, come on over, please, for the love of God. I know that Tanner Scott for the Marlins might be available as well. There it might be
anyone
trying to,
on the Marlins is available.
Yeah, basically. So I would say that is where the Orioles would have to look first before looking to add another arm.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, let's flip this on its head. There's a team whose window seemed very large that we were very into, and I'm really worried that this window is slamming shut as their fans are freaking out and their GM's trying to say all is calm, but I don't know if I believe it. Plus, fair or foul. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot corner to any of the fan. John Ryan on earlier today. If you missed any of that, you can go catch that fan podcast at tanninthefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up in the second hour, is Jason Tatum washed as a clutch player? Hour-to-hour coverage. Joe and I are actually going to stay on the air till midnight tonight to talk about Jason Tatum so we can be ahead of everybody else.
And will he go to Cleveland with LeBron James and Bronny James?
We and get to Bronny that James. Next. Who here. Else? Are they going to get Jokic, too?
Yeah. Pretty sure he just hit an and-one, by the way.
You know,
on
the
Cleveland Nugget, 106, the fart.
You know, the Nuggets flamed out. So, you know, we got to get Jokic out of Denver. And if the T-Wolves lose, we got to get Edwards out of there, too. So maybe LeBron in Cleveland. It's LeBron, Tatum, Jokic,
wait.
Anthony Edwards, and Bronny James Jr.
We need to figure out how to get them to a big market.
Yeah, you guys sound like
what are we doing?
Oh, the Knicks. All right. The Knicks should trade Josh Hart, Brunson, Randall, get everyone out of there and just restart and somehow get Durant in there, too.
Yes. Now we're thinking like big media.
You
here.
Have no idea how great that would be. Malika, I swear to God.
Did you see ESPN's Tim Legler said today, or the podcast came out today, that he made the comment on saying that the executives there did not want him to cover the Pacers because it was, quote-unquote, not sexy enough.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know if when you think of Indianapolis, the word sexy comes to mind. So
it's not that. It's that their team is really fun to watch, and they were really entertaining, and ESPN execs just didn't care.
Yeah, they're idiots. All right, Joe kind of teased this earlier. Let's slide over to the American League East. I have to eat a little bit of crow here. I was at Fan Madness.
And I will serve you some of this crow because I was starting to go back on them a little bit. I was starting to let you influence me on this team before the season, but I had a feeling.
I was at Fan Madness and I laid a 20 spot, the old 20 spot on 92.5 over under win total for the Yankees. And my friend, I think I can rip that up now.
Well, don't speak so fast.
Unless they're playing the Mariners.
Well, they're on a losing streak now. That's what I'm saying. They have ran into a brick wall, also known as the Seattle Mariners, okay?
Just an offensive juggernaut.
Yeah, Dylan Moore, a home run guru, baby.
Mariners
are scoring,
you know,
five
you're
runs.
In last place when you got Dylan Moore on your team.
And if the good Mariners pickup. Are scoring five runs or more, pickup. That game over for the other team.
Yeah, but this team has been wild. Like we said this going into the year that this team really didn't do a whole lot. I mean, adding Juan Soto is huge. Okay, I mean, we're not going to deny that. But Juan Soto gets you what, 4 or 5 wins? This team really hasn't changed that much from last year. DJ LeMahieu's in witness protection. Rizzo's been slow to start. Giancarlo's been all right, but still strikes out more than I do. And Gerrit Cole's on the shelf. Yet here they sit at 33-17. They are playing very good baseball. Very good baseball. And it starts with Soto and Judge.
Yeah, and Judge, he really picked it up after his slow start in April. There was some, his like barrel rate percentage is like 50-something%, and the next closest is at like high 20s or
yeah,
something
I,
like that.
I saw barrels today. He was 24. Number two was Rosario for the Nationals, my Nationals, at 13. He was 24, Rosario was 13, and Soto was 12.
Yeah, I'll find this stat for you because it's pretty eye-opening.
My Washington Nationals, Joe.
Another fun fact is that Giancarlo Stanton now has the most 4 strikeout games in baseball reference history. Like, since they've been recording 4 strikeout games or something.
Adam Dunn says hello.
Yeah.
I do think one of the things that not much has changed.
Richie Sexson says hello.
Oh, God. He's a classic player in MLB The Show, and I'm like, why would I ever want to play with him? I just get really bad memories. Good memories, though, that the Yankees are making this year. Shoring up the left side of the infield, especially compared to last year. You got John Birdie, who all of a sudden from Miami seems like he's playing a great third base. He's hitting. And now Anthony Volpe in his second year. He's not ever going to replace Jeter. But you've got a 25 home run, 250, 260 hitting a year shortstop that plays great defense, too. And that had been a black hole for before Volpe's arrival the last 3 to 5 seasons.
And flip it over to the right side. Like, Gleyber Torres is having a really solid season right now. And Rizzo's always going to have great defense at first base. He's got to figure it out of that bat. I don't know what it is. Luis Gill has been fantastic on the mound for them. Clay Holmes, obviously, last night's the exception. Clay Holmes has been the best closer in baseball right now. I don't know if it's the new pitching coach in New York or what it is, but things are clicking, and I promise you it's not Aaron Boone.
Here's this stat for Aaron Judge, and it was for the month of May. He has barreled an absurd 55.3% of balls he's put into play. The next highest is O'Neal Cruz with 31%.
That's insane.
Like nearly double.
I was saying to a buddy earlier today that I'm starting to kind of fall in love with Aaron Judge's swing. I felt a little bit, it was a little kind of like robotic in his early days. Even when he hit, you know, 62 home runs, I felt it was a little robotic. But now I'm watching, I'm like, I'm kind of seeing the relaxation, the confidence, and this is just how I swing.
It's pretty clean, pretty smooth. And again, like when you're as big as him, when you are an ogre of his size, like just swing smooth, get your barrel on the ball like you've been doing.
Yeah.
And look what happens. Like, he is just...
If your timing's on, yeah, let the pitcher do the work for you.
It's like a golf swing, man. It's like you don't need to crush your driver. Like, you just have a smooth swing, and you're able to get the ball on the face. Like, that thing's going to go. And that's what he's doing.
And then a question you slide over to their division rivals, who I think a lot of us penciled into the World Series. That's the Baltimore Orioles. Boy, there's a bullpen problem over there. The offense is just fine because Gunnar Henderson right now.
What are you
looks
talking
to me,
about?
Gunnar Henderson looks to me like the absolute real deal.
Can Gunnar
and
close?
Potentially the American League MVP?
Can Gunnar close out a game for us? Maybe.
I don't think so. Kimbrel has been a big struggle there.
I hope that the Orioles make a move before the deadline to shore up the closer position, because obviously you're not having Felix Bautista show up this year, and then the Kimbrel signing has just it is gone. Completely downhill since the beginning of the season.
And I like the other pieces in the bullpen.
I do too.
I love Cano.
But yeah, I do too. I was saying like a week or so ago after Kimbrel was blowing yet another game, I'm like, do you start throwing Cano out there as a closer? Because this is not sustainable, and you cannot be going in like, thank God it's May.
Thank God.
Like,
which is why I would say if you're an Orioles fan, and Joe, you are, like...
relax a bit, but still, like, you're gonna have to be on the market for a closer.
And you were telling me earlier, you know, Corbin Burnes has been as advertised.
Yes,
but the starters have been good.
They've been good, but they just leave me a little weary. Like, Grayson's been a little banged up, but it's really, are Bradish and Kremer gonna be able to be this good throughout the entire season and when it matters most? Because they, and granted, you had Kyle Gibson on the team last year throw a game in the playoffs, is when this rotation shortens up, when you get to the playoffs and you are throwing Burnes, Grayson Rodriguez, and maybe John Means is your third
starter.
Yeah,
he comes back and looks good.
Well, he's had a couple starts, and he's looked decent to
and
play
I mean,
this
like,
year.
Fully
yeah,
coming back is
yeah,
what I
because
mean,
they
yeah.
got him restricted a bit, but... that's where I'm just kind of holding my breath and stay healthy, all those guys. But even if you get to that point where Kremer or Bradish need to be one of your third or your fourth starter, it's, you know, it just makes me a little nervous. If there was one more like surefire ace in there, and the way that Grayson was starting this season, that was giving me some reassurance, but I just saw what happened in the postseason last year. And that's what gives me some hesitancy, is that can you depend on either of those guys to be your third starter if necessary?
And I think offensively you have to pray that Westberg and Kowser stay at this clip.
Oh, dude. Yeah. And then, you know, obviously
because they're out of their minds right now.
Yeah. There's been a lot of great batting.
Rutschman, Gunner, I'm not shocked by any of it. And if you can get Jackson in and he does something, that's huge, too.
Let's just keep him down for a little bit longer.
Were you surprised
maybe
going into this year that they didn't even in spring training like go after a Blake Snell or a Jordan Montgomery?
Well, I mean, they made the trade for Corbin Burnes.
Huge.
With,
yeah, of course.
You know, the intention to sign him long term. I would hope that with the new ownership that you would be looking to add another arm. And again, if you think you are a World Series contender, which, hello, look at your record. Look at where you are offensively.
You are.
You are.
Absolutely.
Make a move. See what's on the market for... I think that the closing position is definitely more priority than another starter because,
hello,
again...
Oakland?
Yeah, Mason Miller, come on over, please, for the love of God. I know that Tanner Scott for the Marlins might be available as well. They might be
anyone
trying to,
on the Marlins is available.
Yeah, basically. So I would say that is where the Orioles would have to look first before looking to add another arm.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, let's flip this on its head. There's a team whose window seemed very large that we were very into, and I'm really worried that this window is slamming shut as their fans are freaking out and their GM's trying to say all is calm, but I don't know if I believe it. Plus, fair or foul, loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot Corner, today the Fan.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.